Welcome to the October 2014 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire, the year we predicted snow for July and August. And it turned out there was lots of it that summer. Not everyone is aware that the people, including me, who publish Yankee Magazine, also publish the oldest continuously published periodical in America, known as The Old Farmer's Almanac. Our 2015 edition of the Almanac has been out for a little more than a month now, and people are, as always, anxious to know what the winter weather forecast will be. Well, I usually say it'll be, quote, wintry, followed by spring, unquote. That hopefully results in a little laugh before I launch into what we really are forecasting, which, this year, is really wintry. Let's just hope it's followed by spring. But the most famous weather forecast the Almanac ever made, or maybe didn't make, was for the summer of 1816, when we predicted snow for July and August. We still receive questions about it, and for the past 56 years, I began with Yankee and the Almanac in 1958. I've kept my eye out for copies of that 1816 edition. Actually, I've found several copies, but none had a snow prediction for that summer. To date, all I've found is now expect good hay weather or sultry with thunder showers. So disappointing. However, I remain hopeful that a few copies still exist that do indeed predict the cold summer of 1816. As that summer is known in the history books. There is no question it did snow in New England and Canada during July and August of 1816. An 1815 eruption of Mount Tambora in what was then the Dutch East Indies had left volcanic dust circling the globe, lowering temperatures as much as several degrees, resulting in lots of snow. But did the Almanac predict that? Well, some say the printer of the Almanac inserted the snow prediction as a joke, while Almanac founder Robert B. Thomas, we still publish it under his name, when he was sick in bed with the flu. The way I've always understood it, when Thomas discovered the quote error, unquote, he destroyed all or maybe most of the snow copies and reprinted the 1816 edition with the more conventional forecast. It said that word got out anyway, and during the early months of that year, Thomas was repeatedly called upon to deny making such a ridiculous forecast for the following summer. Then, when it really did snow in July, he changed his tune and took full credit. "Told you so," he allegedly said. If the story is true, it is one of the best examples of a subtle skill my uncle, Rob Sagendorf, our Almanac's 11th editor. Incidentally, I eventually became the 12th. And today, our own Janice Stillman is the 13th. Always referred to as Almanac's Manship.